To follow the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to follow the path of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A true Husseini scholar can be identified not by the clothing he wears or the eloquent speech that he has, but rather how closely he follows the teachings of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. In this age of chaos and confusion, it is very important for us to be able to distinguish the true Husseini scholar and follow them. Now here are 10 ways to identify that Husseini scholar. Number 1. Notice the people they surround themselves with. There are many scholars who predominantly mingle with the rich and the powerful alone. Now, the Holy Prophet didn't do it like that. He appealed and spent most of his time with the oppressed, the beggars, the poor, the weak, the orphans, the disenfranchised in society. So the true Husseini scholar will follow that same path. And you know what? They won't be embarrassed by it, because this is the way of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Hussein said, "O scholars who are celebrated and enjoy good repute on account of your learning, you have achieved a good name in society because of your goodwill. It is on account of God that men venerate you and stand in awe of you, so that even powerful fear you and the weak honor you. And those who are not subject to you and over whom you hold no authority grant you favors they deny themselves. When the people do not receive their due, they seek your intercession, and you walk in the street with the majesty of kings and princes. Have you not earned all this respect and prestige because of the people's hopes that you will implement God's laws, even though in most instances you have failed to do so?" Number 2. Many, if not most, scholars will not address current issues or foreign affairs. The true Husseini scholar will address and will tackle the issues that are confronting the Muslim Ummah. They will point their finger right at the nose of the oppressor, whether they be at home or abroad, domestic or international. And they will never be scared to speak the truth, even if they're hassled by local authorities. And most definitely, they will never be seen standing side by side with the oppressor, especially the Muslim-killing Zionists. Imam Hussein alayhi salam likened the scholars of his time to the rabbis of old, who failed to speak out against what was unlawful and failed to speak out against oppression. He recited this verse, "Why do the scholars and rabbis not forbid their sinful talk and consumption of what is unlawful? Truly, what they have done is evil." Number 3. Many scholars will talk about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the event of Karbala, but they will never make it relevant to today's time. The true Husseini scholar will make the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam relevant to today's age and time. They won't just leave it as a historical event that has no relevance to today's time. They make us realize that just as there was an Imam Hussein way back then, there is an Imam Hussein today. And what else? They also make us realize that just like over 1,000 years ago there was a Yazid, there is still a Yazid in today's time. Matter of fact, there's a whole bunch of Yazids. And finally, they make sure that Imam Hussein's mission remains a living mission. The Holy Quran states, "The example of those who were entrusted with the Torah, when they did not observe it, is like that of a donkey who carries volumes of books. Evil is the likeness of the people who reject the communications of Allah, and Allah does not guide the unjust people." In light of this verse, those scholars who only talk about the battlefield of Karbala, who only talk about Imam Hussein and Yazid, they only talk about the battle between good and evil, but don't make it relevant to today, they're just like a bunch of donkeys who are carrying books on their backs. Number 4. The true Husseini scholar is sincere in his efforts. You will always get the sense that this Husseini scholar is sincere, he is genuine, he is honest. For example, when they recite the Masaib, the elegies of Imam Hussein and his companions, they do it out of sincerity, ikhlas, they do it out of love, devotion, a connection with the Ahlul Bayt, and they never do it for what is in the pockets of people. Unfortunately for some, the heartbreaking tragedy of Karbala has become a booming business. Now, some scholars will recite things from the pulpit which have no real validation in the historical texts or the collections of ahadith. Some scholars might even exaggerate the incidents that occurred just to gain the hearts of the audience. In order to test this, you should know that you have the right to ask any scholar politely, where it is that they got their information from, what are the sources that they based their speech upon. The true Husseini scholar will always base his speeches upon true historical sources, the ahadith, the traditions of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and the Immaculate Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran states, "And who is more unjust than one who invents a lie about Allah?" Number 5. When faced with issues inside the community, many scholars won't get involved out of fear. The true Husseini scholar, on the other hand, will roll up his sleeves and get his hands dirty and get something done. Even if it means choosing sides between this group or that group, and especially when one group is clearly in the right and one is clearly in the wrong. This is the duty of every scholar, but some decide to choose their own personal interests over the interests of the Muslim Ummah. Imam Hussein rebuked the scholars, saying, "You have taken lightly your duties as leaders. You have neglected the rights of the oppressed and the lowly, but have assiduously pursued what you regard as your personal rights. You have not spent your money or risked your life for the sake of the one who gave you life, nor have you fought against any group or tribe for the sake of God." So the true Husseini scholar, he doesn't just sit on the fence. No, he's right there in the field, side by side with the party of Allah. They bravely follow the footsteps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who, when faced with the option between death and humiliation, he chose death. So don't worry about death. Life and death is only in the hands of Allah. Number 6. Now, there's many so-called scholars out there who they will just tell the community what they wish to hear, what they would like to hear, but he will never tell them what they need to hear, what they must hear. The true Husseini scholar will enjoin the good and forbid the evil. The Holy Quran says, "The believing men and women are friends and protectors to each other. They enjoin the good and forbid the evil. They perform the prayer and pay the alms and obey God and His Messenger. Upon them God shall have mercy. God is Almighty, All-Wise." You know, we all have flaws as individuals and as communities, and so it is the responsibility and the duty of the true Husseini Sheikh to point out these flaws, first in himself and then in the community, so that we can strengthen and build our communities in order to be prepared for the Hussein of our time. Number 7. In today's world, when it comes to Islamic knowledge, their sources are either the Hawzas in the holy city of Qom or the holy city of Najaf. It is the duty of every person who wants to truly and deeply understand Islam, particularly Shia Islam, to travel to these holy cities and gain an understanding from the fountains of knowledge, from the sacred Hawza establishments, from the great teachers, the mystics, the philosophers, the theologians, and those who truly know. Wherever they are, a person who is truly seeking knowledge will travel in order to acquire that knowledge. Don't just trust any Sheikh Google. When it comes to the learning of Islamic sciences, specifically in the end of times era, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Soon Kufa will become empty of the faithful, and knowledge will go out of Kufa as a snake goes out of its lair. Then the knowledge will appear in a land called Qom. It will become the center of knowledge and merits. No one, not even the women at home, will be unaware of the religion of God. This will be close to the time of the appearance of our Qa'im, Imam al-Mahdi." So if you're a noble sister at home watching this video and the message of Islam is reaching you, Assalamu alaikum from Qom. You should know that perhaps you are playing a very active role in the fulfillment of this prophecy from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq. Number 8. It's embarrassing to admit when you don't know something. But the true Husseini scholar, first and foremost, will never be afraid to say, "I don't know." Now, they're going to try their very best to not give a wrong answer, which might mislead so many innocent and sincere Muslims. The Holy Quran says, "So ask the followers of the reminder if you do not know." If a scholar wastes his knowledge, those who are ignorant will feel ashamed to ask those who know, and the society will become barren of wisdom. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "When the scholar wastes his knowledge, the ignorant feels shame in learning." A true Husseini scholar will never feel ashamed to admit ignorance, but more importantly, he will never be ashamed to learn. As the Holy Prophet said, "You must seek knowledge from birth to death." Number 9. Unfortunately, many scholars use the message of Imam Hussein to spread discord and disunity among the Muslims. A true Husseini scholar, on the other hand, while forbidding the evil, while pointing out fallacies and forbidden practices, and while being a proud Shia, will never ridicule, mock, or insult the Sunni brethren. The true Husseini scholar won't call the Sunni brothers them and those guys over yonder. No, it is us and we, together as a strong community, as a united Muslim ummah, powerful and strong, which can move forwards. The Holy Quran states, "And hold fast to the covenant of Allah, all together, and be not disunited." Whether it's Bahrain or Kashmir, Yemen or Palestine, we stand together with the Muslims of the world, wherever they are, Sunni and Shia. When the Holy Quran talks about enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, Imam Hussein explains that it means summoning people to Islam, as well as resistance against injustice, opposing and struggling against oppressors. While it is vital to make clear the distinction between truth and falsehood, the true ethos of Islam is unity. The true Husseini scholar will unite the Muslims and various people against the oppressors of today. And the Holy Quran further states, "Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are firm of heart against the unbelievers, compassionate among themselves." Last but not least, number 10. The true Husseini scholar will have a direction, and he will move people towards that direction. He will inspire the masses to rise up against tyranny and against oppression. He will confront the enemies of justice and truth wherever they are. This is why in Ziyarat Ashura, we send our salams to the eternal soul of Imam Hussein and say, "I am at peace with those who are at peace with you, and I am at war with those who make war against you." Why would we say this if those who slew Imam Hussein are long dead? I mean, it's kind of pointless to go to war with a bunch of dead guys. I mean, Yazid's dead, so why are we saying that we are at war with Imam Hussein's enemies? Well, this is because Imam Hussein's legacy lives on, and he was the epitome of justice. The true Husseini scholar will lead the people to recognize the oppressors of our time. The legacy of Imam Hussein lives on today, and we must recognize those who are at war with him and those who are at peace with Imam Hussein. These were 10 ways to identify the true Husseini scholar in today's age. Know that there are incredible Husseini scholars out there, so get up and go find them.